Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we heard in that report, Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley helped arrange the recent meeting between the Pope and victims of clergy sex abuse, and that Cardinal O'Malley will run this new Vatican Commission for the Protection of Minors. Joining us now to talk about that, we turn to John Allen, longtime Vatican reporter and associate editor of the Boston Globe's new Catholic coverage site, Crux. Good morning, John, and thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, Bob. Glad to do it.
Let me ask you, John, does Cardinal O'Malley sit at the Pope's right hand on this issue, sex abuse, and what will that commission actually do?
Well, first of all, Cardinal O'Malley sits at this Pope's right hand on a wide range of issues, but certainly nowhere more so than on the issue of the child sexual abuse scandals. He is, as you indicate, the president of the new commission that Francis created last December to kind of act as his primary vehicle for reform. And in addition, one of O'Malley's closest aides on the sex abuse issue, a guy by the name of Father Robert Oliver, who spent 10 years in Boston, is now the secretary, that is the chief of staff for this new commission. So it is very much from start to finish a kind of Sean O'Malley enterprise.
John, is there going to be some resistance to this change inside the Vatican? Because you write that some have said that while abuse of minors by priests is reprehensible, the idea of a crisis and the perceived need for aggressive measures to combat it has been driven by the sensationalist media coverage and the litigious judicial system in the United States. What do you think?
Well, sure, although I think it is important to remember that the crisis, as we have experienced in the United States and as others have experienced it in some parts of Europe, really hasn't hit some other parts of the Catholic world. And I think people who have been through that experience, such as Cardinal O'Malley and Father Oliver, are kind of struggling against those who haven't yet walked that path to convince them they shouldn't wait around for the bomb to go off before they start taking aggressive reform measures.
What's the Vatican hope here? Protect more people from becoming victims of sex abuse inside the church, surely, but also to rehabilitate its image in the wake of the clergy sex abuse scandal?
Well, I don't think there's any question that part of the agenda here is to reframe impressions of the Catholic Church from being part of the problem when it comes to child sexual abuse to being part of the solution. Now, their aim is not merely for the church to clean up its own act, but for it to become a kind of pace setter in the broader global struggle. Included in that, clearly, is they would hope to restore some of the moral authority the Catholic Church lost because of this cancer that has eaten away at it for the better part of the last couple of decades.
John Allen, thanks for the conversation.
You're welcome.